Listen, fellas, if it's funny to you, go home. I'm preaching my heart. I'm preaching my eternity. Are you pastors? You need to be at this altar now. I haven't prayed and sweat about this message. To me, this is as vital as any message I've preached around the world in some of the biggest church. This is a crisis, isn't it? God help you. Is that the only reverence you have for God? No wonder your church is ungodly. I didn't ask you to come. You didn't pay $10. I'm not going to blow you over. I'm preaching straightforward scripture. If you don't like it, I've told you, go. I won't care what hell it means. You're possibly ever sleepless now. I'll be praying for you when you're asleep tonight. If that's the only concern you have of reverence for God, you're pretty sick. So up come the soldiers. 2,000 people made a barrier so that these foreigners couldn't get into the holy place. But he still pushed through. He went right from the, according to the different courts they had, he went through the Gentile court, he went through the court of Israel, he went through the court of women, he went through the court of priests. Then he came into the holy place and they said, there's the holy of holies, that's where God lives. You can't go in there. But a man called Uzziah tried to do that and he died. Please. And they all fell on their faces crying. Like I can do when you can laugh. When we talk about a holy God and you sit there and laugh and tell your silly jokes. God pity you. This is a crisis hour. If you're not serious, I am. I'm not interested in preaching any church. I've preached 70 years. I started when I was 15. I'm 85. I don't sleep two nights a week. God has a record.